Chapter 1 and Chapter 2. New words. Escape. Verb. Leave a bad place or person quickly. Lonely. Adjective. Sad because nobody is with you. A creature. Noun. A strange animal. A peach. Noun. A soft, sweet, orange and yellow fruit. Magic. Noun. Magic makes strange and wonderful things happen. Sharp. Adjective. A sharp thing can cut things very easily. Chapter 1. James and the Ants. James Henry Trotter had a very happy life until he was 4 years old. He lived with his mother and father in a beautiful house by the sea. There were always lots of children, and every day they played and ran around on the beach together. It was a wonderful life for a little boy. Then, one day, James's mother and father went shopping, and a terrible thing happened. A big, angry animal escaped from London Zoo, and it ate his parents in the street in the middle of the afternoon. Now this, of course, was not nice for these kind people. But it was much worse for little James, because he was now lonely and frightened. He had to leave his nice house by the sea and go to live with his two aunts. Their names were Aunt Sponge and Aunt Spiker, and I am sorry to say they were both really horrible people. They thought that they were the most important people in the world. They wanted other people to work so they didn't have to, and they were never, ever kind. From the beginning, they were horrible to James all the time. They never called him by his real name, but always said, "You ugly creature," or "You dirty thing." They never gave him any toys to play with or any picture books to look at. They lived in a strange house on the top of a hill in the south of England. The hill was very high, and James could look down and see for miles and miles across forests and fields. On a sunny day, he could even see the ocean. The aunt's garden was large and empty. The only tree was a very old peach tree, but it never grew any peaches. James never left the top of the hill. His aunts did not take him out, and he could not go on his own. He never saw other children, and he had no friends. There was not even a cat or a dog to play with. James became sadder and sadder, and more lonely. When James was 7 years old, something very strange happened. It was a hot day in the middle of the summer. Aunt Spiker, Aunt Sponge, and James were all out in the garden. Aunt Spiker and Aunt Sponge were sitting comfortably and drinking big glasses of juice. And James was cutting wood for the kitchen fire. His aunts shouted at him, "Cut the wood faster, you horrible creature!" Aunt Sponge held a mirror, and she looked at her face in it again and again. "I look and smell as beautiful as a flower," she said. "I should be an actor in the movies." "I am much more beautiful," Aunt Spiker cried. "Look at my body, my pretty face, my wonderful smile." "My dear old sister," Aunt Sponge said, "you look like a fish." Little James worked hard, but it was very hot and his arms were tired. He began to think about all the other children in the world. Were they riding bikes in their gardens or playing at the beach? James began to cry.
"What's the matter?" shouted Aunt Spiker. "Stop that now and work harder, you horrible boy," cried Aunt Sponge.
"Oh, Aunt Sponge," James said, "and Aunt Spiker, please can we all go to the beach on the bus? It isn't a long way, and I feel very hot and lonely."
"Hit him," cried Aunt Sponge.
"I will,"
Aunt Spiker said. She looked at James, and James looked back at her with big, frightened eyes.
"I will hit you later, when it isn't hot. And now go away. I don't want to look at you, you dirty creature."